Secretary Sean Duffy, and why Governor Hochul let many illegals drive 18-wheelers. By Warner Todd Houston on December 12, 2025. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and her deputies have been breaking federal law by granting more than half of commercial driving licenses to migrants, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said on Friday. Duffy also threatened to pull $73 million in federal funding from the state over the dangerous and fraudulent practices. What New York does is if an applicant comes in and they have a work authorization for 30 days, 60 days, 1 year, New York automatically issues them an 8-year commercial driver's license, Duffy said during a press conference in Washington. That's contrary to the law. Gov. Kathy Hochul is jeopardizing driver safety everywhere by granting illegal immigrants commercial driver licenses. More than half of New York's non-domiciled CDLs were issued illegally. What's worse, New York often fails to verify drivers' legal status. It used it as taking. pic.twitter.com/fxfbrookmdm. Secretary Sean Duffy, at Sec Duffy, December 12, 2025. But we also found that New York many times won't even verify whether they have a work authorization, they have a visa, or they're in the country legally, Duffy added, the New York Post reported. So they're just giving 8-year commercial driver's licenses to people who are coming through their DMV and sending them out on American roadways. And again they're endangering the lives of American families, Duffy said. Alarming, today's Amazon 18-wheeler crash video shows a horrific high-speed rear-end collision into stop traffic. Amazon hiring trends suggest the driver may be an untrained, unqualified, and unvetted non-citizen, raising serious concerns about road safety and oversight in pic.twitter.com/3f35exictu. American Truckers, Attitude Truckers, May 12, 2025. The data was uncovered by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which examined 200 non-domiciled commercial driver's licenses, CDLs, issued by the New York Department of Motor Vehicles. The review found that 107 were unlawfully issued to non-citizens. Breitbart News previously reported that many CDLs have been issued with the section for the driver's name reading no name given because the applicant refused to supply his name. Two truck drivers attempt to flee from Oklahoma Highway Police after state DPS and ICE launch another surprise sting on semi-trucks. Dozens more detained. pic.twitter.com/djrnebrnj. American Truckers, Attitude Truckers, October 31, 2025. Duffy also noted that these states, which includes California, don't issue SDLs that limit drivers to local travel. You don't just drive in New York if you get a New York commercial driver's license, you drive around the country, Duffy exclaimed. Oklahoma Highway Patrol released video of truck driver unable to speak English after his unsecured cargo almost crashes into police cruiser. pic.twitter.com/gslam5gm. American Truckers, Attitude Truckers, December 3, 2025. At the end of the day, it's about safety. Good carriers who are out there, who are employing drivers, are going to ensure that they are safe, and they will work together with the shippers to ensure that we have goods that are moving across America, he said. FMCSA Chief Derek Bars added that New York must immediately audit its CDL issuances. When do we start seeing tough talk from FMCSA on the carriers who hire these drivers? Or chameleon carriers? They're more than happy to talk about how states have failed to do their jobs, but completely silent on how FMCSA has failed to do theirs at the federal level. pic.twitter.com/fio7lookcc. Super Trucker, at Super Trucker, December 12, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.